Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Nun Dalad, the 54th Perek. Interestingly, this Perek is used for three different Haftorahs. The first half of the Perek is the Haftorah for Parshas Ki Teitze, and this is going to be one of the Shiva de Nechimta, the seven Haftorahs of Nechama. And it is also those exact same psukim are used as the Haftorah for Parshas Noach. And we're going to try and understand the connection between Noach and this Haftorah. The second half of the Perek is the Haftorah for Parshas Re'eh, which is another one of the Shiva de Nechimta. So three different times in the year, this Perek is going to be read in Shul as a Haftorah. Pasuk Aleph addresses Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim here is described as an Akara, an infertile woman. And we're told, Roni Akara lo yalada, shout out in rejoicing, O infertile one, lo yalada, who has no children. Pitzchi Rina, burst out with joy. Tzahali lo chala, be happy, she who has never had birth pains. Ki rabim b'nei shomema mibnei b'ula, amar Hashem. Because the children of the desolate one, meaning the children of B'nai Yisrael, are going to be many more than the children of the Ba'ula, which is a reference to Edom, to the other nations, Hashem says. Even though right now it looks like we are the abandoned. And even though Yerushalayim has been in a state of widowhood for so long, Yerushalayim will be reunited with her children. And in that state of reunification, Yerushalayim is going to have to do maybe what it's doing today. If you drive around Yerushalayim, it's going to have to build more buildings because there's not going to be enough space. Pasuk Beis, Harchivi makom ohalech v'yiriot mishkanosayich, enlarge the size of your tent and the pillars of your dwelling places. Yat'u al tachsichi, extend them out, don't hold back. Ha'arichu metarayich v'yetedosayich chazeku, spread out your ropes and drive down the pegs and make them firm. And the Abarbanel points out here that it's saying to you that up until now you have been a wandering Jew. There was no place to be call home. But now stabilize your pegs. Make this place concrete and eternal, because you're going to be home and you're not going to leave again. As we're told, ki yamin usmol tifrotzi, because from right to left you will spread out. And once again, we're hearing those lechadodi themes that we keep speaking about in these psukim. V'zarech goyim yirash v'arim neshamot yoshivu. Your offspring will inherit the land of the other nations, and the people will now live in these towns which were once desolate. And we can already start to see the connection between this, the Nevuah that talks about the end of time, and the story of Noach. The connection is simple. The Mabul and the rebuilding after the Mabul is so similar to the story of rebuilding Yerushalayim after the Chorban. What they have in common is destruction, yes, but what they have in common also is hope. The story of Noach also ends with Noach coming out and building a family and becoming the father of humanity afterwards. In other words, it's an understanding that the nechama, the comfort after the destruction, is not just don't worry, we can rebuild again, but it's an understanding that the goal of the destruction in the first place was to get to a state where we can rebuild on a higher level. In other words, the function of the destruction of the world in the time of Noach, just like the function of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, was in order to move things along and get them to a better, a higher place where we can eternally lay down our pegs and dwell in Yerushalayim forever. And Pasuk Dalet, again, we can hear echoes of Lechadodi. Al tir'i, you will not be afraid. Ki lo tevoshi, because you will not be ashamed. Al tikalmi, and you will not be disgraced. Ki lo tachpiri, because you won't be embarrassed. Ki boshet alomayich tishkachi, you will forget the embarrassment of your youth. V'cherpas almonosayich lo tiskar od, and the shame of your widowhood you will not remember anymore. And maybe we can say that Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, who wrote the Lecha Dodi, is pulling on all of these prakim to pull out the Lecha Dodi understanding, because Shabbos is a me'en olam haba. Shabbos is a taste of what it's going to be like at the end of days. And so too, we're going to use the psukim and the prakim, which talk about the hope and of the end of days and the love that Hashem has for his people, because we're just going to get a tiny, tiny little taste of that every single Shabbos, every Friday night, as we begin Shabbos and begin to live in a space where we can get a glimmer of hope week after week after week, until we finally come to the day, Sheyom Shekulo Shabbos, which is all Shabbos, and that's going to be Olam Haba, the time of Mashiach. And so Pasuk Hey tells us, Ki bo'olayich osayich Hashem tzvakot shemo. Your master is the one who made you. Unlike up until now in history, we've had been slaves to so many other people. Here we're going to be slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Kli Yakar says maybe it doesn't mean slave and master, but here it means ba'al, meaning husband. Your God will be your husband. Right? And the Kli Yakar so beautifully compares the Torah to a wedding ring, right, that binds us together. V'go'alech kadosh Yisrael elokei kol ha'aretz yikareh. And God, the God who redeems you, is going to be the God of all the land. He's going to be your spouse, but he'll be the God for everybody. And in that future time, we're going to look back at all these thousands of years of exile, and we're going to say, oh my gosh, that was a blip in time. Pasuk Zayin. Berega katon azavtich. I abandoned you for one tiny moment. Uberachamim gedolim akabtzech. And with a mass of love, I will bring you back. If you think about any difficult moment in parenting, right? If it's sleep training a kid or arguing with a child about a toddler who wants to put on their own shoes. And in those moments, it feels like you're going to be having those arguments for the rest of your life. And as they always say, your kid's not going to walk down the aisle in their diapers. And that reality check where you look back at the hard moments and you say, those were a rega katan, a tiny moment, compared to the overwhelming good that's going to come afterwards. And that's really also what it's going to be like at the end of days. We're going to look back to all of our pain and suffering. Can you imagine a good? Can you imagine a future time which is so infinitely good that the Holocaust is going to feel like a blip in time? It's going to take major, major, major nisim and niflaos, miracles, for us to get to that point. And that's this promise here. It's a good that's going to totally outshadow the suffering, the pain, the agony of exile. Pasuk Ches reinforces that idea. Beshetzef ketzef histarti panai. With a little moment of anger, I hid my face from you. Rega mimech. One moment, one just tiny little moment, I hid my face from you. Ubechesed olam rachamtich. But with an eternal kindness, I'm going to have mercy on you. Omar goalech Hashem. Hashem says. And how telling, Rav Hirsch says, that today, even though in today's society marriage is falling apart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu found no better mashal to describe the eternal, stable, never-wavering love that he has for us compared to a husband and a wife. And that really sums up what we're going for here. Pasuk Tes and Yud recall quite specifically the story of Noach. Pasuk Tes says, Ki me Noach zot li. This is like the waters of Noach. This meaning the Chorban. This meaning the moment of anger. Just like Hashem says, in your galus was a moment of anger compared to my never-ending love, so too, just like the waters of Noah, the flood, which was just a moment of flood, a couple of days of flood compared to the lifetime and many lifetimes on planet Earth. Asher nishpati me'avor me'noach od al ha'aretz. And also, I swore that I would never allow a flood to go back on the earth. So too, when I return you back to Eretz Yisrael, I promise you that I will never destroy you again. Ke nishpati miktsof elayich umigarbach. So too, I promise that I will not be angry with you ever again. Chazal pick up on these words, me'noach, the waters of Noach, and point out that the Mabul is actually called Noach's Mabul over here. Maybe specifically because the Mabul happened as a fault of Noach. And this is where those Midrashim speak about how Noach wasn't such a righteous person after all, and he should have done more to ensure that the Mabul didn't happen. And here it's a criticism of Noach that the waters are called the Mei Noach. What's so fascinating in this Pasuk is that the Mefarshim understand the comparison between the Mabul and the Chorban in different ways. The Malbim, for example, speaks about saving. Just like Noach was saved from the Mabul, so too Am Yisrael will be saved from the decades and centuries of Galus. Now, Barbanel's focus is different. He focuses on the idea that there's no one left. Imagine Noach coming out of the Mabul and there's silence, and a world that used to be bustling and full of people is broken and gone. Says the Abarbanel, that's going to be the experience of Am Yisrael at the end of time. We're going to turn around and there's going to be a still silence because so much has been lost. And once again, you think about all of those moments in history where Jews have, after the Crusades and after the Cossacks and after tragedy and pogrom after pogrom, buried their dead, wiped away their tears and carried on building. And that's the Menoach. The Menoach that comes in a force, it wipes many away. And then there's the silence that comes afterwards, where we have to leave our teva, leave our ark and rebuild, despite the tragedy, despite the aching of our hearts. But Hashem promises, yes, ki hepasog yod, ki heharim yamushu v'hagva'ot yemotena. The mountains will be destroyed and the hills will be shaken up. I will destroy everything, Hashem says. V'chasti me'itech lo yamush, but my kindness from you will never be removed. U'bris shlomi lo tamot amar rachamech, Hashem. And my covenant of peace with you will not be removed, says Hashem, who has mercy on us. And the Malbim once again says that's the comparison to Menoach. The comparison shows Hashem loves us as if it is the whole entire world. From Pasuk Yud Aleph until the end of the Perek is the Haftarah of Parshas Re'eh. It's a new Haftarah and a new topic. Let's take a look. Pasuk Yud Aleph tells us, Aniya Se'ora Lo Nuchama. Once again, Hashem calls out directly to Yerushalayim, but here Yerushalayim is not called an Akara, a barren one, but even more explicit, she is a miserable, storm-tossed one, Lo Nuchama, who cannot be comforted. And Hashem says, despite your tragedy and your inability to be comforted, something's going to happen. What's going to happen is you're going to manage to rebuild. And the next two psukim talk about all of the precious stones which will be used to rebuild Yerushalayim. Hine anochi marbitz bapuch evyonaich visadtich besapirim. I will lay emeralds for your walls and sapphires as your foundations to rebuild. Hashem says, Pasuk Yubeid, v'samti kadkod shimshasayich v'sha'arayich la'avne ekdach. I will make your windows of rubies and your gates of a different type of precious stones. V'chol gvulech la'avne chefetz. And all of your boundaries will be made out of precious stones. What's this all about? There's a couple of ways of understanding it. And the Malbim says like this, he says, each of these precious stones is one of the stones which is found on the ephod, all the different tribes. And Hashem says, each of the tribes is going to have their own place, their own space. But ultimately, v'chol gvulaych la'avnei chefetz, all of your boundaries are going to be precious stones. In other words, unlike Bais Rishon, where there's infighting and people who can't get on, in future times, everyone is going to be invited. Everyone is going to be involved. There's not going to be one upmanship. There's not going to be judgment of each other. You're going to manage to achieve what seems impossible. Never mind our external enemies, but our internal enemies. You're going to achieve the ability to be a community. And how will you do that? Well, that's the next pasuk. V'chol bonayich limudei Hashem v'rav shalom bonayich. And all of your children will be those who learn about Hashem, v'rav shalom bonayich, and there'll be much peace amongst your children. Says the Malbim, only when a Jew is able to ask, what does Hashem want from me? Limudei Hashem means, I'm not asking what my community wants, or how I think your community is wrong, but I'm able to get beyond all of that and say, God, what do you want from me? Hashem, what do you need from me? Only then can we get to the state where we have rav shalom, when we have peace, where each stone has its own special place, v'chol gvulayich la'avnei chefetz. Rav Hirsch says that these psukim about the stones are almost written hypothetically. Hashem says, you've spent so much of exile being downtrodden and poverty stricken. And Hashem says, if there's one thing you could hope for, is it going to be that you have beautiful precious stones on your doors? Is it going to be that your gates have rubies and sapphires on them? Bichlal not. The thing that you want most in the world is l'chol bonayich limudei Hashem v'rav shalom bonayich. Hashem says the only important thing that really counts is not how much money you have and it's not how pretty your buildings are. It's that you have shalom between them. You can imagine a parent on Mother's Day saying, I don't want a Mother's Day present. I want you to get on with each other. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to us, Have you managed to have peace? Stop pursuing success and pursue the success of loving and cheering each other on. The last three psukim of the perek talk about, well, the last four psukim of the perek talk about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and we don't need to be afraid. Don't need to be afraid of our enemies, because just like at the end of days, God will destroy our enemies. Truly, throughout history, God has been navigating everything, and those who have managed to hurt us have only done so because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to, and it is only at his bidding that we are threatened in any way. And I want to focus on a very ambiguous pasuk, pasuk tes vav, which has many different ways of reading it. I'm going to jump onto a few. The pasuk reads, Hein gor yagur efes me'oti. The word gor could mean a couple of different things. It could mean to be terrified and to be afraid. It could mean to gather together, or it could mean to live or to convert. So many different ways. And then the pasuk says, Mi gar itach elayich yipol. He who gar, again, however we translate, with you will fall. So here are a couple readings. The way that Rashi reads this is, he says, Hashem says as follows. The word yagur means to be terrified. And Hashem is saying, he who isn't associated with me, efes me'oti, any person on planet Earth who is not associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be terrified. Why? Because ultimately, those are the people who are fighting with you. Migar itach. They're fighting with you, and elecha alayich yipol, they will fall. All your enemies, whoever is not associated with Hashem and whoever is pursuing the Jews for their own beliefs and their own opinions, will fall down. The Ibn Ezra reads it like this. The word lagur means to align or to gather, to be part of. And the Ibn Ezra says, can anyone align with you without my permission? Whoever wants to live with you, Am Yisrael, must first surrender to you. Elayich yipol, they must surrender to you. Am Yisrael, don't be so afraid, because anybody who tries to fight against you doesn't stand a chance. They will be destroyed, and everyone in the world will have to surrender to the Jewish people. The Gemara Nevamos understands it as follows. There is an understanding that in future time, there will no longer be any converts. No one will be allowed to convert to Judaism, because Hein gor yagur efes me'oti. Those who did convert, ger, those who converted when there was efes me'oti, when there was nothing from me, when there was hesder panim, when Hashem's face was hidden and we didn't understand why bad things were happening to the Jews in the dark times of Jewish history. When someone converted then we say, Migar itach elayich yipol. Those who converted with you then, elayich yipol, will fall amongst you. They'll be considered Jewish. They'll be part of the klal, which implies that those who don't do it back then, and those who don't do it when there is efes me'oti, when Hashem is hidden, so then they will not be allowed to join part of Am Yisrael. And so the perek ends with a promise. Hashem says, Zot nachalat avdei Hashem. This is the portion of the avdei Hashem, those who serve Hashem, whether they're converts or whether they're Am Yisrael, those who manage to stay loyal to Hashem through exile, those people are promised to have a portion in the world to come. V'tzidkasram me'itinu Hashem. And their triumph and their righteousness is associated with me. May we all merit to live in times where we managed to be limudei Hashem, those who learn Hashem's Torah, those who know what Hashem wants from us, that we can see Yerushalayim not as storm-tossed, not as barren, but as embracing her children, where Yerushalayim cannot spread anymore as the tent gets bigger and bigger, and we manage to look at all of Am Yisrael and see Shalom, Barav Shalom Banaich. Thank you for learning with me today. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema Yonina Sima Bat Daphne Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara, Ule Pitzuei Tzahal, Achenu Hayakarim, B'toch Shar Chole Amo Yisrael, Nina V'Chaim Shenka.